I'm gonna laugh. Okay.
I hate this. I hate myself, bro. Whenever I need to get serious, I just start laughing. All right. Same. Okay, I can do this. All right. 3, 2, 1. All right. Hey, what's up, you guys? Look, it's been a fat minute again.
An entire month
because I checked and our last episode came out on April 23rd.
At least we're on time, though, because
I mean, if we were gone for, I guess.
We made it like a solid month.
Yeah.
We're not scattered with our disappearances.
Yeah.
But yeah, like she said, we've been gone. We took another, like, almost sabbatical or whatever you would call it, you know?
Yeah, hiatus.
Yep. But
we had a reason for that, yeah, guys.
Today's episode, we're actually going to talk about their reason, which is
school,
and more specifically, fine arts in the school. So
we're not saying that fine arts is, like, annoying or a burden or anything.
No.
It's just like, it's work, guys. It's work.
It is work. It's stressful and it requires a lot of time management.
And that's
why
we need more funding.
Like, exactly. Funding. So then maybe we would be inspired to to make time for this, even when we are cramming for auditions and tests and fun stuff. Yeah. But yeah, like we said, we've been gone because for two of those weeks, we were, a good chunk of time.
Yeah.
We were auditioning for different things at school. So, to overview, for me personally, first it was musical auditions.
Yeah.
Which was very fun.
And then, it was fun.
Yeah. And then right after that was dance auditions.
I know. They just kept hitting us back to back,
and then,
bro.
And then get this. In the middle of the, on the day of dance auditions, my orchestra audition tape was due.
So, oh, man.
It was just, it all lined up, you know?
Yeah.
Very nicely. What about you? What did you have?
I just had musical auditions like you did. And then I also had dance auditions. And yeah, that was pretty much it. I mean, for choir, our final is pretty much like, I don't know. Let me rewind because I'm not making any sense. Okay. So I had musical auditions. I had dance auditions. But for choir, like, we kind of have auditions, but if you're already in a certain level, you don't have to audition again, which I appreciate because I'm lazy. I'm just really lazy, guys. But yeah. But I don't mind auditions. I think they're fun.
Yeah. It's stressful until you do it, and then you're like, oh, that was cool.
Yeah.
And, like, nobody's after each other's throats, usually. You know, it's not like a professional audition where everybody's, like, willing to kill each other for a part.
Yeah.
It's not that deep.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait. I thought about that show. What's it called? The one on Netflix about ballet. I forgot what it was called.
Oh, Pretty Little Thing.
Called? Yeah, Pretty Little
Tiny,
Things.
Tiny Pretty Things.
Tiny Pretty
that
Things.
That show was rough,
Tiny
man.
Pretty Things, yeah.
The dancing I only watched, was like, nice, but that dialogue.
I only watched, like, one or two episodes because when I first saw it, I was like, ooh, dance, that's so cool. But then, like, it started getting really mature. I was like, bro.
It is called Tiny Pretty Things, yeah.
Yeah. And then the main character, I'm sorry, but she had an attitude, like, in the two episodes I watched.
But she wasn't even the main character, though. That's how they get you. I was so hyped. I was like, oh my gosh, it's a show about dance.
Yeah.
And the main character is black. Let me live vicariously through her. But she literally, she was not the main character. She barely developed in the show, okay? Literally, nothing changed. She had, like, she pursued, like, 3-4 different relationships with the main guys. But they were all in the course of, like, an episode. Literally. And then she had, like, mommy issues. But that wasn't even that deep because all you see, like, she go to the jail where her mom is at. They had one episode about it, literally. It was such a, it made me so upset. The best part of that show was the dancing, though, because the dialogue was rough. But it's based on a book series.
I bet you the books are probably better than
the books are, like, way different, apparently.
Like,
the main character has, like, some kind of heart condition and, like, dance is like her escape or whatever, but
Oh yeah, I know we're supposed to talk about fine arts. I guess we just talk about dance for now since we're, like, on it for now. But, like, I want to talk about a book real quick.
So this is our book talk yeah, of the day.
Yeah. So I read this book called Throne of Glass by Sarah J. Maas. Okay. It's the same author that wrote House of Earth and Blood. Mwah. Okay. Throne of Glass, like, I mean, the plot revolved around a competition of all, like, these criminals to be, like, the king's champion or whatever. Okay. And I was like, why have a competition? Why not just pick one? Like, So I thought that was kind of interesting, but, like, the thing that got me, the romance. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so the main character, she's an assassin.
Yeah.
And at this competition, she's pretending to not be an assassin because, like, everybody in the world knows her. And that would, if everyone knew who she was, that would put a target on her back.
So they don't know what she looks like?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. I don't even know how that makes sense. Like,
is it supposed to be like a continuation of the last book, or is this a completely different?
This is a completely different series. Okay. Yeah, and then, like, her and the prince, like, they have feelings for each other.
Not the prince.
And then, it's a love triangle. And then, this guard, he's the captain of the guard. Period.
Thank you.
Like, he's like, he has feelings for her throughout the whole thing, but he's like, I can't pursue her. Why? Because I'm the captain of the guard. I gotta do my job, bro.
Okay, but does she like both of them, or is it like they both like her?
So, like, they both like her, and then she likes the prince, and then, like, towards the end, she starts developing feelings for the captain of the guard.
Mm.
And then, like, at the end, okay, she wins. Spoiler alert. She wins the competition. And then she's like, well, if I'm the king's champion, like, the prince is the king's son, so, like, yeah. I can't be messing with him,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, because that's dumb.
Yeah. And then she was pretty much like a slave her whole life. Well, not really a slave, but like she really had no other choice to be an assassin. That was her only choice. And because she was the king's champion, she was finally free. So she was like, Prince, look, if I like you, I'll come back to you, okay?
Yes.
I'm just trying to get a taste of what freedom is like. So I'm like,
but I mean,
was
she really free then if she's like working for the king now? It's
yeah,
not really freedom, because if he's gonna be like, go fight them, she gonna go fight them, right?
Yeah, and the king doesn't like her either.
Oh, trash.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm on the side of the captain of the guard. He's my husband, bro. Like, bro, he is awesome. I'm like, finally, he has a chance, bro.
Obsessed over fictional men.
Shush. Look, leave me alone.
No, it's better than real life. I mean,
yeah.
It's
speaking of fictional characters, I'm watching this anime called Fire Force because I knew there was an attractive character in it.
No.
Oops. Yes.
That's it. Is the plot good, though?
I mean, the plot is pretty good, but, like, there's just this one annoying thing that kept happening in season one. It stopped happening in season two, but in season one, there was just too much fan service. Like, this one girl, like, she would literally, like, trip over a rock, like, the tiniest pebble, and then she would be in her underwear, bro. Oh, my God. Like, I didn't understand it. But then they kind of stopped in season two. I'm only on episode two of season two, but there's none of that, thankfully, because it's called Fire Force.
They're going for a different audience at first.
Yeah. I guess that's how they were trying to catch everyone's attention, I guess. But, yeah.
Okay. Well.
But, yeah.
Thank you very much
conclusion,
for the book talk.
Fire Force has an attractive character in it. His nickname is Benny. So.
What's his full name?
I don't want to say it because I'm not.
Look, you're not going
to say
it
correctly? Trying to get clowned. Like, okay, I guess I'll say it. It's Benamaru. Yeah.
Okay.
And then his nickname is Benny.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm always, like, every episode, I'm like, where's he at? Where's he at? He's not one of the main characters.
Oh, well, that's.
But I'm like,
if he's not a main character, then it's not worth it.
Look, it is worth it because if I were just to see that character the whole time, it wouldn't be as special, you know. It would be like the base and the frosting of the cupcake. It wouldn't be the sprinkles.
It's getting sad. It's getting weird. Look,
okay, stop. But yeah, that's it for my book talk and my anime talk. Shall we get back to dance?
Yeah. I don't have anything to say. Okay, how about we just go one by one and we talk about our journey?
Oh yeah, we're like, both in the same. We're both going to be in the same dance class next year.
Yeah, which is really cool. And we're both going to be in musical together, so that's also. That's also fun. Yeah. But I feel like we should go and just talk about our journeys in the fine arts. So,
yeah,
you can start.
All right. So I started the fine arts in middle school. I did choir and theater. At first, I don't know. I think I was kind of influenced to do choir because my brother was in it. One. Okay. And also, I hope this doesn't sound bad. This is not why I do choir, but it's something that caught my attention when I was, like, in fifth grade and deciding what classes I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. They had, like, posters at my elementary school, and they're like, no homework. So I was like, all right,
I thought you were going to say that. Because it's, like, low-key, like, the cheapest investment at the beginning.
Oh.
Choir. Because, like, everything else. Because instruments are expensive. We can talk about that later, but...
And plus, you can sing anywhere. You don't have to have an instrument with you. But yeah, join choir, guys. I joined choir in sixth grade, and then in seventh grade, I made it into, like, the women's varsity choir at my middle school, and then I stayed in choir in eighth grade. And then I was in the junior varsity women's choir freshman year, and now I'm in the varsity choir, and I plan on doing choir for my last 2 years of high school. Oh my gosh. Very nice. Last 2 years. The word that's last. That's crazy, that's freaking me out.
Okay, I feel like we should say that. Yeah, so if you pay attention, then you know that we're currently sophomores, which means next year we'll be juniors, and then we'll be done after 1 year, and then we're done.
I know.
That's crazy.
I don't even think senior year really counts because you're just like counting down to graduation.
Yeah. It's just for the fun times. Yeah. And like the last credits that you have to have.
Yeah.
That's when you just get that basic grade and you
because
you're already applying to everything.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. Anyway.
Yeah. And then, can I talk about theater and dance real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So I did theater all 3 years of middle school. I'm not going to be in it. I was not in it freshman year. I'm not in it this year, and I don't plan on being in it junior year, but I think I'm going to do it senior year. Just because one, I'll have room in my schedule, and two, I think I'll be able to get some classes out of the way over the summer so I can take it. Okay. And I really like theater. Like, oh my gosh, all the school year, I've just been kind of sad. I was like, man, I miss theater. just the nostalgia, bro.
Because theater's fun. But that was like, I always felt like it was so far out of reach, you know?
Yeah.
Like, theater kids feel like a different breed, low-key, not gonna lie.
Yeah. Like, they have their own culture, too. Like, singing musical theater songs out of nowhere. And then after shows or performances, like going to IHOP for Bronx or something. but yeah. And then dance, I joined that freshman year of high school. Going to be in it for all 4 years. And also, I've always wanted to do dance. But one, dance is expensive. And two, just expensive. So when I was like in fifth grade, I was like, ooh, I want to be like Maddie from Dance Moms. So I started stretching and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
I even did a performance at my school's talent show and danced, bro.
I could do an entire episode on Dance Moms.
Bro, that show was crazy.
There's so much good and bad.
Oh. Yeah. Wait. Put your hands up in the air. Put your hands up in the... that one. Ooh.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And then when I was in eighth grade, I was like, I don't know, I just thought the varsity dance class, dance company at my current high school was really cool. Mm-hmm. So in eighth grade, I would literally like stalk their social medias and, I don't know, see what they were up to. Like, here's our performance at another high school in our school district. Here is us after our drum dance concert. Have a great summer, guys. So I was really excited to be in dance. And yeah, I really like dance. It's really fun.
Yeah. So, all yeah. right. Very nice. I like Denise. I began in middle school. Yeah. Sixth grade. Orchestra, I think was my only fine arts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Orchestra. I played the viola. I've played since sixth grade to now, and I'm still playing. So
yeah,
that's one of the things like I want to play for like the rest of my life, just so I can low-key yeah. flex on people, you know,
bro. Like, yeah
you know what I'm saying, like,
yeah,
because it's crazy to think about, like, I'm technically trained in an instrument, like,
yeah,
like
you could literally get a job,
yeah, like you could hand me a piece of sheet music and I know what it, I could play it, like, just
yeah.
Even if it's super complicated, give me, like, some time. I can at least do a very mediocre performance of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so viola player going on, was that 5 years, something like that?
Mm-hmm. And oh, then, my gosh.
I know.
That's a lot. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. When you think about it, like, 5 years of my life has been yeah. spent on this.
And you haven't even been, like, on the earth that long. So
nope.
That's a large portion of your life.
Exactly. Dang, bruh. Okay, anyway. Anyway. And then we go to high school.
Mm-hmm.
And dance was the next thing. Was the next fine arts I added to my list. Yeah. Unlike Denise, I didn't really stock them. I kind of just picked it because my sister was in it and I didn't want to yeah. do an actual athletic credit.
Yeah.
What's it called?
P.E.?
P.E. credit. There you go. English. Yeah. I didn't want to take like a actual PE credit, and I was like, you know, dance is cool. I danced when I was yeah. really little. I was one of those kids who did, like, I did ballet and tap question mm-hmm. mark when I lived in Oklahoma, so I was like 7'6", 5", you know.
Yeah.
But like, who didn't do something when they were younger though, so it doesn't really count yeah. for anything. But yeah, yeah, so I've been doing dance since freshman year, plan on doing it for the rest of my high school career and mm-hmm. possibly in college too, because
yeah,
it's something that genuinely is fun. And
bro, I want to do dance in college. Like yeah. once I start college, I'm going to go crazy, like do a bunch of different dance things.
You know, like, I've been thinking about like trying to, like, after college, like trying to join a dance company or something. Like, I actually,
yeah, that sounds anyway. Cool.
Cause dance be lit. Anyway,
yeah,
and then I. Just to throw theater in there. So, like, I got, like, a big thing for musicals. That's kind of mm-hmm. it's one of my niches. I can nerd out about some musicals for a long time.
Yeah.
So, freshman year, I psyched myself up to audition for the musical, and then I got mm-hmm. in, and I got in, and
let's
I was
go.
Like, whoa, it's freaking crazy.
Yeah.
Because being somebody who's never been in theater or choir, I was like, whoa, that's insane. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I did that freshman year. About to do it again sophomore/junior year and mm-hmm. hopefully we got a lot more in the future, you know.
Oh yeah, should we talk about the musical we're doing?
We'll oh,
just
yeah.
mention it. We're doing Crazy for You.
It's a
hot mess,
I
bro.
Believe it's
not in a bad way, but
it's a
lot
show.
Going on.
Let me find a synopsis. I can't think of the time period. I believe it's like the composers are George and Ira Gershwin, very mm-hmm. popular in the music world, you know, well-known composers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The show was published in 1992.
Fun. All right.
And it's been performed on Broadway and in the West End, which is England, you know, London.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, very interesting. It's about this businessman who wants to be a performer, and then his mommy sends him to Nevada, and then he falls in love, but the girl finds out that he's trying to sell their theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pretends to be this big shot musical producer and tries to woo her as him. Yep. And there's lots of singing and dancing and tap dancing, which is the big wowza.
And a lot of kissing.
Yeah, smooches. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Smooches for everybody.
Wait. Ah.
Wow. And lots of things that are like oddly, like, yeah, you're like, but at the same time, yeah. It's old, so it passes.
Yeah.
But yeah, fun times, Freshman year, we did Beauty and the Beast, which was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like this episode is not going anywhere.
Me neither.
We're literally talking in circles.
Should this just be like an update episode?
Basically.
All right.
But, okay, I had questions planned out for all this. Right. Well, I did have questions, but I'm just going to say what I sent you when I was excited about this idea.
So, all right.
So, what are opportunities that we feel we have and don't have as fine arts students? Like, for me personally, I feel like high schools overlook fine arts a lot.
Even though
there's a lot of stuff out there. And it's a legitimate career when you foster it, you know?
Can we talk about how our school, during freshman year, we did not have, like, these career pathway things.
No.
But going into sophomore year, they were like, okay, guys, you have to take classes that are within these career pathway things. And none of them were revolved around fine arts.
Yeah,
sorry, guys, but we have a big problem with that.
To give some
background
to give some background to what she's saying, they implemented these things called CTE courses. And the idea is that when you graduate, you can have some kind of certification or very close to a certification, you know, a clear cut pathway. But for stuff, for kids like us, who our electives are basically full, we've been doing fine arts, like, if you've been doing it since middle school for 3, 4, 5 years, they're like, that's not a legitimate thing. You have to pick
exactly.
another class.
Exactly. And they have fine arts teachers at our school. So tell me how that makes sense.
Exactly. The fine arts program is, like, beautiful. At our school.
We carry our school. The fine arts carries our school, bro. I'm not even going
to
lie.
But yeah, they wouldn't let us. We were forced to. You have to force to pick like a CTE course.
A bunch of baloney.
Like, for me, I was like, oh, okay, if they count orchestra as my course because I've been doing this thing for 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, then I can pick up something else. Maybe I can take AP music theory or I can finally join a choir class. You know?
Yeah.
But no. I had to pick something, and the closest thing to any kind of arts was AV, technology and communications, which would then lead you to like journalism, graphic design, yearbook, illustration, you know.
Yeah.
But that's the closest thing we had. So
yeah,
public school and fine arts.
Yeah,
it's not going great. And the sad thing is, it's like the CTE course thing is, like, a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's good to, like, try to help people figure out what they want to do in life.
Yeah.
But those of us who already know, this is what we like.
Yeah. And, like, if just make us take it if we want to take it. Don't force us to take it because, I mean, as you said earlier, a lot of us have full schedules.
Mm-hmm.
So why would we move our classes around to take a class we don't even care about in the first place?
And some kids, like, they didn't even get the CTE course they picked.
Yeah.
So, scheduling is so annoying. Literally.
Yeah.
I hope they get it right next year because
that's it. And then I picked the, like, computer science pathway because, I mean, I'm a tryhard. And I was like, well, I don't even care about any of these anyways.
You said I'm a tryhard.
Yeah. The reason why I said I'm a tryhard is because, one, I was like, I don't care about these, any of the CTEs, so I'll just pick computer science because there's an AP in there.
Yeah. Well.
And then, like, I found out that the fourth level, the one for your senior year, that's 2 class periods.
What the heck?
I know. That's a bunch of baloney.
I got out of my CTE, or it seems so far. I'm lined up to take pre-AP and AP psychology in the replacement of my CTE course. So, fingers crossed, because I don't want to go back.
Yeah.
But it's just really annoying, because it's almost like they invalidate all the time we spent learning a craft, you know? Because these are, like, real things. It's not like we're just Like, granted, some people are like, I don't really care. I just don't want to do that. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, I could be contributing to this thing I've already invested time and money into.
Yeah.
Instead of
why not add, like, a music education literally CTE? Because a lot of kids at our school, they go to a university in our area just to learn music and just become music teachers.
Exactly.
So why not give them, like, vocal lessons and then shadow, like, one of the fine arts teachers? Mm-hmm. What the heck? It's not that hard, guys. Listen to us.
It's so annoying. Anyway, speaking of that, how do we think that the fine arts could be improved in, well, I guess in our school, because that's all we know, but...
Yeah.
You have any... You want to go first? Any ideas?
How could the fine arts be improved? Well, give us more money first.
Funding, please. Thank you.
Yes. How else? I mean, I don't really know. I'm pretty satisfied with the fine arts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty satisfied.
Because with fine arts, there, if something, let's learn to phrase. Okay, so I feel like they always point out fine arts only when it's like individual successes.
Yeah.
You know, like if somebody makes it to Allstate, then they get a shout out.
Yeah.
But when the entire group is doing UIL and getting like sweepstakes, they don't say anything until like a month later.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, like not to be that person, but our athletics can be really trash, and they get
something all the time. They go on the news and they're like, our football boys lost the game, but they still performed really well.
Exactly. And we'll never like get that.
Yeah.
Because fine arts is super consistent in our school.
Yeah.
Like the directors collaborate very well.
Yeah.
Like, the students, I feel like we all are pretty committed to it.
Yeah.
You know, and like it's a big investment, time and money. Even though like choir is one of the things in middle school where the initial investment might not be like the most compared to orchestra or band. Once you like stick with it, you're spending money on this. You're spending, you know, because the more opportunities you're trying to get, like when you're trying to travel somewhere, go to different colleges, just like learn more about it.
Yeah,
that cost racks up. Even dance, like I didn't realize how much company was
to be
to be a dance company.
Yeah,
but like that's because it's getting real.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and I guess I could say one thing that could be improved. I already said funding, but I'd like to put emphasis on that because I mean we were going through the costume catalog for our dance concert.
Yeah.
Because we did student choreography and we could pick our costumes, and a lot of the costumes were really old, really old. And then a lot of the costumes, you can see them over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. So I would really like a lot more diversity and variety in the costumes that we have. And plus, okay, this is really specific, but you know, on the stage and how there are those curtains in the back.
Yeah.
Well, there's a black spot on one of those curtains. Ooh. That just makes my skin crawl, bro.
Like, yeah. We can definitely get some repairs.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they're doing construction at our school this summer, so.
Yeah, maybe something.
Something, maybe.
But, you know, like, I don't know the budgeting, the ins and outs of it, but I feel like a lot of stuff comes out of pocket for fun. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something else I wanted to touch on, because my first question was opportunities we feel like we do or don't have.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they don't talk a lot about, like, scholarships that you could get from fine arts.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the things my parents first said when my sister is also an orchestra, she plays the cello, but when we both were like, oh, we're going to do this, they were like, oh, that's cool, because if you stick with it long enough and you're good at it, colleges will see that, and you can get money for that, you know?
Yeah.
But and they don't talk about that at school.
Yeah, one thing I gotta say, though, is that, like, I mean, yeah, they like seeing commitment, but, like, they like to ask a lot from students, not gonna lie. Like, they don't want you to just do it at your school. They want you to, like, go out of your way and, like, find orchestras in your local area, see if you can perform with them or whatever. But, like, I definitely feel like you can benefit from doing the fine arts because, again, scholarships, again, colleges, they'll see your commitment and your depth of commitment if you do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah.
But even then, like, they don't talk about all the regional, like, all the stuff in your area that you could also be doing on top of it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not talked about a lot.
Maybe they could add, like, an officer position to look for local opportunities.
Yeah.
And then present those to students so they can go out of their way to do
it. Make it a part of, like, the marketing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's something else I'm going to say.
But guys, oh, dance teachers, I know y'all talk to the orchestra directors, and I know y'all are, like, best friends. So if you guys think these are good ideas, maybe share these with I don't know, the other fine arts directors or mm-hmm. people in the school district so it can get more money.
Yeah. Even though I'm sure y'all try to get more money, like, every year.
Yeah.
Just know, we feel it, too. We feel it, too.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, though, like, one downside, I feel like this could just be a personal thing.
Yeah.
But in fine arts, I feel like there's a lot of favoritism.
Yeah.
Like, it runs deep. It's heavy in fine arts. Like, you know who...
Yeah.
You know who directors like more. Or you know who's more likely to get a shout-out or, like, an extra opportunity.
Yeah.
It's really annoying, especially...
Yeah.
Especially when you're, like, somebody new to something, and you're like, oh. And you're like, okay, but you said you like me, but you're gonna put me in the back, okay.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. But that's my one grievance. I don't want to talk about it too much, just in case somebody's listening, and then they're like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, But yeah. Overall, fine arts is really cool, and I like it, but...
Yeah.
We could definitely have it better.
One thing... Fine arts can get really expensive. I know you said this earlier.
Yeah.
But, like, with choir, of course, we have our choir fees. And then we also have to, like, pay out of pocket if we want food or stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to stay after school. If you want pizza, bring $5 or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else? If you want to go on trips, you got to pay for that, too. I mean, you get a group discount, so it's going to be cheaper than if you were to go by yourself. But still, it's pretty pricey. What else? Like, maybe if you want to do, like, all region or something, you might have to pay for that. I'm not sure, but I think you might have to. For dance, again, if you're in company, it's really expensive.
Because now you're paying for, like, the full gear
from head to feet. Yeah, the
gear.
And then they were talking about adding shoes, if you saw the Google form.
Yeah.
That would be an extra $54.
Literally.
And then, again...
All the excursions to...
Yeah.
Master classes.
And dance goes on trips, too, and that can cost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But it can add up if you're doing multiple fine arts.
And also, the thing you have to remember is, like, it's very rare that a kid does just one fine art after a while, you know? Like, I might have started off and it was just orchestra and I was breaking the bank just for this viola. But but then high school hit and I was like, oh, I want to dance. And now I'm like, oh, I want to be in musicals and la 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 la.
Yeah.
Like, even when we had a musical meeting the other day and they had everybody go around the room and say their part, their name, their grade, and what fine arts they do. Everybody said like 2 to 3 to 4 different things, you know? There's some kids that are like, oh, I just do choir. And then there's other ones that are like, oh, I do choir, orchestra, dance. I also do theater. And then I'm moving to, you know, and it's like, oh, that's a lot. Overall, it's just like you wish you had more acknowledgement for all that. More acknowledgement and more help for all the time and effort you put into it.
Yeah, especially since, like, it's a big time commitment, too, because you often have rehearsals and then concerts and performances and stuff. And again, if your fine arts travels, you have traveling as well.
And then sometimes they overlap. So, like,
you're
running from one rehearsal to the other one.
Oh, my God. Exactly. And the theater teacher, that's actually what happened. So she had the musical meeting. And then right after that, she had to go to her room because she had a theater meeting.
And then that's what happened with the orchestra teacher one time because she had a musical callback thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came to rehearse with us. And then right after rehearsal, I had to go to a dance meeting. It's just like nothing's like, and you try to start everything on time, but it's like you don't really know when. Unpredictable, and also because fine arts directors are like perfectionists all the time, so nothing is nothing's ever easy.
I think that's all I have to say.
Very nice. I like how we said we had no direction and then we ranted about everything. Anything else you feel like we need
how
to say?
How about we talk about some memorable moments?
Oh, yeah.
With the fine arts. I guess I can say one about dance. Well, actually, two. Okay, the first one. Okay. The first one. I don't know. It doesn't come to mind often, but when it does, it just feels like a movie moment. Like, this person was so nice to me that it was a movie moment. So, when I was in dance one freshman year, I was the class rep for the dance concert. Okay. And I think it was for the fall concert. Yeah, for the fall concert. We had a dress rehearsal, and our class was not called for curtain call. And I was like, so many things are going wrong. I'm so stressed. What if we mess up tomorrow because it's the day before the concert? I don't want us to miss our curtain call. And plus, this is a grade two. So what if I accidentally put all of our grades in jeopardy? So I was just really stressed. And homegirl started to cry. I'm just going to say,
bawling.
I know. Not bawling, but just like a few tears came down because I was so stressed. And then this one girl, she was a senior at the time, and she was also an independent study. Love you, queen. Purr. I was really sad, bro. Well, not sad, just crying. Yeah. And then she brought me to the company dressing room, and everyone was like, hi, how are you? And they're like, no, it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine, bro. I was like, man, that was like a movie moment. That was so nice.
It was a movie moment. It's like you were being inducted.
Foreshadowing. But wait, inducted, bro. They just like prick my finger and then stamp my blood onto a piece of paper.
They hand you a candle as soon as you walk in the room. The lights go off.
And they're all wearing cloaks. But yeah, and then the second moment, it happened really recently, like a week ago, that recent. But we had a master class, a hip-hop master class.
That was so fun. Sorry.
Bro, it was lit. Like, I can't even think of a better word to describe it. It was so fun. Like, even after the class was over, I was like, I want to go again. I want to go again. That's what I was thinking. Because it was just so fun. And plus, I don't know, the energy was high. Everyone was cheering each other on. And it was kind of refreshing because it wasn't like we were working toward anything. It didn't feel like, okay, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do that. It was like, I'm going to have fun today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not going to worry about being perfect or anything. It's just about having fun.
Very nice.
Yeah. And that made it really, you know, awesome and fun. And I wanted to do another master class. So.
But also the teacher was really, he was...
Yeah.
His energy was immaculate.
Yeah. Bro, when he did the combo, like, he started going off. Because at the end, a lot of people freeze. So, bro, go
facial
crazy.
Facial expression on tape.
Yes.
It was just like, I wish I wouldn't, I went in person. I was at home, but.
Yeah.
It was still cool.
Bro. It was just immaculate. And yeah, that was really memorable for me because that was like my first time ever doing hip hop officially. So that was fun. And
It made me want to take more hip hop classes, like an actual hip hop class. Anyway,
bro, we start a Patreon and we're like, if you guys want to see more content, if you guys want to see us at a hip-hop master class, come support us on Patreon and you'll get to see the video.
Yes, but you talking about the Dance One concert, it unlocked memories, which I
bro.
All it ever reminds me of is when people accidentally walk into the dressing room.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Our dressing room was in
the tech theater room. And and there is still people in like the workshop, you know?
Oh my god, like, that did in there. That brought up memories too. Oh my gosh. Okay, I have something to say when you were done.
And I remember one. Okay, first there was definitely a time where like they walked in there on accident, mm-hmm. and everybody was like, ah, and I was just like, well, there goes that. And then there's another time where they like covered their heads with jackets and like pushed them through the door.
Bruh.
They walked them through. Yeah. Oof, it's something about dressing rooms that's always like at the time you feel really weird about it, but then it's hilarious always.
Yeah. Those boys were weird. What I want to say is, speaking of Dance One dance concerts, oh my god. So, I think, what was it? I think it was for Curtain Call. Because they didn't call us, I was trying to rush and get everyone out. Okay. Yeah. I was stressed. Okay. That's the context. So these, like, three or four girls, they were slow playing it, just chilling in the room. I was like, guys, you need to get out of there. Like, go on to the stage. They didn't call us for curtain call, so we need to hurry.
Yeah.
And so they were like, they pretty much was like caught in attitude. And I was like, just get out. Just get out. Okay. Like, I literally, I was like, just get out. And they tried like leaving the entire school. I was like, bruh. In my head, I was like, I didn't mean it that way. Like, I told everyone to leave for curtain call, so why would you think I meant get out a different way?
They were upset. They didn't like your energy, Denise.
Whatever. They were I was just stressed, bro. I mean, yes, I understand that was not the most appropriate but way to address them.
Because people get so rude.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay, calm down.
Yeah. Sorry, that was me. I was one of those people. I know.
But it's so annoying. I'm like, okay, we're going to walk if you let us.
Yeah.
Can you please let us get our thoughts together for a second?
Yeah. You know? Oh, and also, people just, like, start talking when they go into the hallway. Bro, yeah. People can hear you.
It's always hard telling people not to leave their dressing room when they're not performing.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, don't be wandering around. Don't put that on me.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Fun times.
Yeah.
Nice memories.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything else to say.
Yeah, me neither.
So, if you enjoyed this episode, we hope that you share it with your friends. If this is your first time listening to us, maybe go back and check out some other episodes because, A, they're probably way more interesting than this, and B, we need your support, okay?
Yeah.
We don't know who you are, but we think you're great. I'm not going to quote the principal because that's really annoying.
I was like, no, she's going that way. She's going.
I'm not. I refuse. Anyway, we think you're freaking amazing. You're an awesome person. And you're going to do great things. And if today was not your day, then tomorrow will be.
Yeah.
Support the fine arts, okay? Because it's a legitimate thing. And people put lots of time and money and effort into it. That's all I got. Oh, Denise's Spotify.
Oh yeah. My Spotify will be in. I got a spam call.
I was like, where'd she go?
I disappeared.
It sounded like you got hit and I was like
wait.
I literally
that
froze.
One commercial. Girl, you won't believe what just happened. What?
Girl, I just got hit.
Girl, you gotta go.
Just got hit.com.
Okay.
I love the commercial.
Me too. My mom hates that one because she's like, that is so ghetto, bruh.
I love that commercial.
Me too. But yeah, my Spotify will be in the description. V's YouTube channel will be in the description as well because their covers are awesome. And the song that I've been listening to a lot as of recently is If You Let Me by Sinead Harnett. It's R&B. I gotta show it to you later because it is so good. Bro,
I don't have a Spotify, but I feel like I should just say the song I've been listening to because I feel like it's a fun thing.
Yeah.
I felt, okay, Paramore is like always superior. So I was listening to Still Into You again because it just connects with my soul so heavily.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so shout out to Paramore. Yeah. And if you're sad or if you're happy, blast Still Into You because it fits every mood.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening. Yeah. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Whatever. Happy birthday for all of y'all out there.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.